Nolte, Getting Jimmy Kimmel to Self-Deport Might Be Trump's Greatest Victory. By John Nolte on August 12, 2025. Can you imagine what a victory it would be for all Americans if, merely through his successful leadership, President Trump were able to get the basement-rated Jimmy Kimmel to self-deport? We already have a partial victory based solely on the fact that the late-night elitist is putting the pieces in place to make it happen. Former comedian Jimmy Kimmel was a guest on former comedian Sarah Silverman's podcast on Friday, and the two of them discussed fleeing the country due to Trump. "A lot of people I know are thinking about where are they going to get citizenship," Silverman said. "Kimmel then broke this glorious news: I did get Italian citizenship." Then he explained why. "I do have that. And what's going on is, as bad as you thought it was going to be, it's so much worse. It's just unbelievable," Kimmel said. "Yeah. What could be worse than a steady economy? Peace breaking out all over the world, and evicting child rapists, drug dealers, and murderers. Oh, I know what could be worse: Kimmel's ratings." Yes, we now get to picture Kimmel sharing a villa with Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres, who have already self-deported, as they play the victim, stress eat, and watch bootlegged copies of The View for their daily affirmation. You know, Kimmel didn't earn his millions. Not really. For being a good dog, he's a beneficiary of Hollywood's left-wing affirmative action. His corporate overlords at the Disney Grooming Syndicate, which owns Kimmel's network, ABC, don't pay him based on merit. His show likely loses money. No one watches his show. Instead, he's paid to say what he's told to say, to do what he's told to do, and to be a shameless court jester for the leftist state and corporatism. So, the idea that those unearned millions would be used to self-deport is glorious. Imagine what a cowardly, thin-skinned, spoiled, entitled, and whiny baby someone must be to actually consider fleeing your own country because some elections didn't go your way. What Kimmel is likely thinking is, where will my self-importance come from after my basement-rated show is canceled? You see, Kimmel's got nothing. Without Disney's affirmative action, he's a zero, a nobody. No one will pay to see him on stage. His shows are divisive and exclusionary, so he has no legacy. Everything he's done will immediately evaporate into the ether. So, he's thinking of a last act where he poses as a brave dissident in a multi-million-dollar Italian villa paid for with affirmative action money. If Trump's ongoing success can rid America of someone who hates most Americans, if Trump can drive Kimmel so crazy he flees the country, Mount Rushmore won't be good enough. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.